Weather conditions across the Midwest will likely improve as we move forward through this weekend and into the very earlymost part of next week. But there will likely be a couple of disturbances that will occur across parts of the region, and the first disturbance will likely come early to midweek next week. It'll be a fast-moving disturbance. It's likely to bring on a little bit of rain and snow to portions of the region, and for the most part, it will not be nearly as intense as the storm system that pushed through the Midwest here this week. The majority of the precipitation that is expected should be very limited in its significance. The first disturbance that's going to push through the Midwest will likely be on Saturday night into Sunday as a cool front quickly rushes through the area. The system is only going to produce a very light amount of snow and rain. The snow will be in the Great Lakes region. The rain will occur in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Moisture totals will likely be under a quarter of an inch. In quite a few areas, there might be a couple spots that do a little bit better. The larger event that I mentioned before will likely come along during early to midweek next week. It'll begin as a low pressure center moves across from the central plains into the heart of the Midwest, and it will begin the central plains on Monday evening and move across the Midwest on Tuesday and early Wednesday. The storm is expected to evolve as it moves eastward, so moisture in hard red winter wheat country will be rather limited, but amounts in the eastern Midwest will likely be most widespread and significant. 0.3 of an inch to an inch of moisture will come with the storm system, and there will be some localized amounts that get into the 1 to 1.25 inch range, maybe even as much as 1.5 inches. There will be another band of heavier snowfall on the northwest side of the storm system that is most likely going to be impacting areas like eastern Iowa and maybe northeastern portions of Missouri into Michigan, where we could pick up on several inches of new snowfall. It's interesting to note that the recent snow pattern across the Midwest has produced certainly substantial accumulations in quite a few areas from parts of the Great Lakes region back into west central portions of the Corn Belt and even into a small part of the Central Plains periodically in recent weeks. And this is quite typical of El Nino events. If you go back in history, this particular area ends up with a greater than usual snow depth when we get into the spring, and it seems like we're seeing that very same pattern occurring this year. After we get rid of the bigger storm system at midweek next week, we'll take another several days of relatively tranquil weather across the area. It looks like the temperature bias is going to be still not too bad for this time of the year. We will certainly see some cooler temperatures periodically behind each of the little frontal systems and precipitation events, but as far as seriously encountering any bitter cold air that will be threatening to winter wheat, that's not likely to occur. I do expect the afternoon temperatures tomorrow to be warmest across the Midwest. Actually, tomorrow and Sunday both will look for highs running in the 40s and 50s in northern parts of the region, while 50 and 60 degree readings occurring in the south. The exception will be in the far north from Minnesota into upper Michigan. Those areas will be a bit cooler. But we will get rid of the warmth as we move into the early part of next week. It looks like Monday afternoon will still be fairly warm with 40s and 50s in quite a few areas, some 60s in the southwest. And as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, that's when the colder air will push across the region. We'll see highs on Wednesday of next week only in the upper teens and 20s in the northern Midwest, and 20s and 30s in central areas, and 30s and some 40s still hanging on in the far south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.